Okay, magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. Buksan niyo po muli ang inyong pong Bible sa Book of Hebrews. And by the way, at the end of the preaching, you can get a copy po ng study notes. Medyo malabo lamang, apologize po. Pero Hebrews chapter 7, babasahin ko po muli yung verse 11 and then we're going to pray. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 11. The Bible says, "If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron?" Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po, na dakila po sa lahat na nasa langit, kami po Ama ay nagpupuri po sa inyo, nagpapasalamat dahil po sa inyo pong kadakilaan, inyong pong pag-ibig, inyong pong habag, inyong pong biyaya. Salamat sa kaligtas ang ibinigay niyo po sa amin. Patawad po, Ama, sa amin pong mga kasalanan, mga paglabag namin ng inyong pong kautusan. We pray, Ama, na sa umaga nito, ang banal na Espiritu po ang magpaunawa ng inyong pong salita. Makita namin ang kalooban po ninyo. Mas makilala namin ang aming pong Panginoong Jesucristo. We pray na sa aming kalagitnaan, kung meron pong wala pa kay Kristo, I pray na kayo po ang magligtas po sa kanila, mag-convict sa pamagitan po ng inyong pong salita. Tulungin niyo po kami, Ama, at kaawaan dahil sa aming sariling kakayanan, wala po kami amang magagawa. Sa ngalan po na aming Panginoong Jesucristo, Amen. Now, pinag-aaralan po natin ang Book of Hebrews, and bahagi ng pag-aaral po natin, we see yung bahagi na ang Panginoong Jesucristo po ay masigit kay Aaron or sa Levitical priest. At dito po sa chapter 7, which is dito po in-expound ni Apostle Pablo yung pagiging higit ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo kumpara sa Levitical priesthood. If you see in verse number 11, nakita natin dito na sinabi ni Pablo dito, the perfection or the completion is not by the Levitical priesthood. Ibig sabihin, kahit ikaw ay maging sumusunod sa pagganap, pagpunta sa templo sa pamagitan ng priest ng Levi, hindi mo magagawa ang perfection, ibig sabihin completion. Ibig sabihin dito, actually makikita niyo po sa chapter 7, sinabi dito ni Pablo na yung commandment, the law of Moses is just carnal. Ibig sabihin external. At merong internal at merong spiritual na pamamaraan ang pagiging sakdal sa harapan ng Panginoon. We see also in verse 19, as we jump, we see the summary or the overview of chapter 7, in verse number 19, for the law made nothing perfect. Ibig sabihin, ang batas na ibinigay ng Diyos sa bansang Israel sa pamamagitan ni Moses, na sa panahong ito kung saan isinulat ni Pablo yung Book of Hebrews, akala nila na sa paggawa ng batas, doon sila nagiging sakdal. Doon sila nagiging tama sa harapan ng Diyos. Ang sabi ni Pablo, the law made nothing perfect. There's nothing the law can do sa isang tao. At dito po makikita po natin in application na maaring sa ating kalagitnaan ay meron kang pamamaraan at sinusunod upang maging tama sa harapan ng Diyos. And I tell you, hindi po yan magiging profitable upang itama ka sa harapan ng Diyos. Ang tao po right now, especially ang Roman Catholic person, akala niya ang paggawa ng mabuti ang magiging daan upang maging tama siya sa harapan ng Diyos. I tell you, hindi po yun ang pamamaraan. Maaring sa umagang ito, akala mo, dahil every Sunday ka nagsisimba, naging religious act na yon para sa'yo, akala mo dahil nakita naman ako ni Brother RJ na nagsimba nung Sunday, nagsimba ula ko last Sunday, akala mo tama ka sa harapan ng Diyos? I tell you, hindi po yun ang magiging paraan upang maging tama ka sa harapan ng Diyos. Tanging ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo lamang kung meron kang relasyon sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo. At dito po, sinasabi ni Pablo na walang nagiging sakdal, walang nagiging tama sa harapan ng Diyos kung susundin mo yung batas ni Moses, Levitical priesthood. But in verse 19, tingnan niyo po, for the law made nothing perfect but the bringing in, or the word epeisagoge, or ibig sabihin merong ipinalit, super introduction. Yung the word bringing in, ibig sabihin meron ng batas ang Diyos na ibinigay kay Moses, the law of Moses, but there's something na ibinigay ang Diyos in replacement of. At dito po, ano yung ibinigay ng Diyos na kapalit? Of a better hope, ano yung masigit, mas mabuti, mas magandang pag-asa by the which we draw nigh unto God. Ang bansang Israel during the time of Moses, they draw to God sa pamamagitan ng Levitical priesthood. Naalala nyo sa Book of Leviticus, kapag ang isang tao may kasalanan, dadaan siya sa Levitical priest, sa kanyang offering. Kapag ang isang tao ay gusto magpuri sa Panginoon, dadaan siya sa Levitical priest. Pero ang sabi dito ni Moses, ni Pablo, we have a better hope kung saan tayo pwedeng lumapit sa Diyos na hindi na sa pamamagitan ng carnal commandment ng batas ni Moses. At dito po, makikita natin in verse 24 and 25, ano yung better hope? Ano yung another way? Kung yung batas ni Moses, if the law of Moses, the Levitical priesthood, cannot make me perfect, what is the better way? Verse 24 and 25, but this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And that's the better hope na tinutukoy ni Pablo sa verse number 19, na kung ang tao ay lalapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, sa pamamagitan ng klase ng priesthood na meron ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, ang sabi ng salita ng Panginoon, ay pwede kang maging sakdal at makalapit sa harapan ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Now, this is the thing. Now, tandaan po ninyo na walang pangalan, sabi ni Pedro, walang pangalan sa silong ng langit upang ang isang tao ay maligtas maliban sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Ang problema po sa atin, especially kung sa ating mga Pilipino, meron po tayong kaugalian na akala natin yun ang magdadala sa atin upang tayo ay mailapit sa Diyos. Akala natin yung mabuting gawa, yung relihiyon na nabinyagan naman ako ng maliit, akala natin yun ang maglalapit sa atin sa Diyos. Pero nakita natin po dito na walang ibang paraan upang ikaw ay makalapit sa Diyos kundi sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Napansin nyo in verse number 25, he is able also to save them to the uttermost. Ibig sabihin, pwede kang maligtas until the end, completely, sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Now, gusto pong mapansin po natin dito na itong sinulatan ni Pablo, doon sila nakadepende sa Levitical priesthood, doon sila nakadepende sa law of Moses. Akala nila, ito ang magtutuwid sa kanila. Pero binabanggit dito ni Pablo, no. Those are just carnal commandments, external commandment. Hindi kayo pwedeng maging sakdal by those things. But we have a better hope. God introduced a more excellent way, the better hope, kundi ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Na makita natin kung ang tao po ay magsisisi sa kanyang mga kasalanan at mananampalataya sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo at lalapit siya sa Diyos by the Lord Jesus Christ through repentance and faith, you can be perfect. You can be complete. Hindi na yung mga carnal things, the external things na ginagawa natin. Now, dito po, mapapansin ninyo, binaliwanag ni Pablo bakit, why the Lord Jesus Christ's priesthood is better than the Levitical priesthood. Bakit binanggit dito, bakit habang ipinapaliwanag niya na merong higit na priesthood ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo kumpara kay Aaron or sa Levitical priesthood, nagbigay ang Apostol Pablo ng dahilan buhay. Una, in verse number 1 of chapter 7 verse 1, for this Melchizedek, verse 20 of chapter 6 rather, Hebrews 6:20, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Ang ating pong Panginoong Jesucristo right now, forever, hanggang sa ngayon, forever, there's a timeline na hindi natatapos ang pagiging priesthood ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. He was made an high priest after the order of Melchizedek and not after the order of Aaron. Gusto kong pansinin po ninyo yan. Dahil meron pong pamamaraan ang pagiging saserdote ni Aaron at meron pong pamamaraan ang pagiging saserdote or priest ni Melchizedek na magkaiba. Dahil dito, in chapter 7, binanggit ni Pablo na si Melchizedek is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isa siyang tipo ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Pag sinabing typology, Old Testament typology, yun po yung illustration na ibinigay ng Diyos upang masigit nating makilala ating Panginoong Jesucristo. It's a typology, it's an illustration. Now, dito po, si Jesus Christ, siya po ay ginawang priest. Hindi sa pamamaraan ng mga Levi, kundi sa pamamaraan ng pagiging priest, Melchizedek. What kind of priest Melchizedek was? Una, in verse number 1 and 2, Melchizedek was the king of Salem or king of peace. Siya po ay tinawag na king of peace, Salem. Yun po ang dating pangalan ng bayan ng Jerusalem. Melchizedek ay naghari po sa Salem. Can you imagine na ito'y priest at siya din ay hari? Just think about that. Siya ay priest, siya din ay hari. The same with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo po right now ay priest forever. He has unchangeable priesthood. And right now, He is also the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Verse number 2, he was called, Melchizedek was the king of righteousness. He was the king of peace and king of righteousness. And that's the same thing sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Kapag ka ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay nagahari na sa Millennium Kingdom, and for eternity, it will be a kingdom of peace and righteousness. Sa ating pong panahon, maraming kaharian right now. Remember, nabalitaan nyo, I don't know, there was a coronation this week sa England. Pero ang kaharian nila, it's not a kingdom of peace. It's not a kingdom of righteousness. There will be a time in the future na mararanasan ng mundong ito ang kaharian ng kapayapaan at katuwiran.
Amen.
And tayo mga mananampalataya, we should seek the kingdom.
Amen.
And His righteousness. Just think about na meron ng kapayapaan. Meron ng katuwiran sa mundong ito na first time may experience ng mundong ito sa paghahari ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. At ganun ang paghahari ni Melchizedek before. He was the King of Peace and King of Righteousness. Also, in verse number 1, Hebrews 7:1, He was the Priest of the Most High God. He was called the Priest of the Most High God. What else? Verse number 3, Melchizedek doesn't have father and mother nor descent. He doesn't have the beginning of days nor end of life. Now, hindi po ibig sabihin supernatural being si Melchizedek. No. Ang tinutukoy po dito ni Pablo, walang record kang makikita about the father and mother of Melchizedek, also his descendant. The same way with the Lord Jesus Christ, na walang simula at walang katapusan ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Tandaan niyo po, hindi po si Melchizedek ay naging yung unang appearance ng Panginoong Jesucristo. No, hindi po. Because makikita niyo po sa Book of Luke yung kanyang incarnation. That's the first time na nag-incarnate ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Pero si Melchizedek po ay ginawang katulad ng anak ng Diyos, nabanggit din siya dito ni Pablo, upang ipakita sino ba si Jesus Christ. So here, we see, upang mas makilala ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo, pwede nating tingnan si Melchizedek na wala siyang magulang, wala din siyang descendant, wala siyang simula, wala siyang katapusan. The same way with the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't have beginning nor end. He doesn't have father and mother, and because He is God. Also, in verse number 3, Melchizedek was made like unto the Son of God. You see that? Hindi po ang Panginoong Jesucristo ang ginawang Melchizedek. Kundi si Melchizedek, millennium before ipanganak ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo, si Melchizedek ay ginawang katulad ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. You see that na sa plano ng Diyos ng eternity, itinakda niya na si Melchizedek ay gagawing katulad ng Son of God. Also in verse number 3, Melchizedek abided a priest continually. Ibig sabihin, walang date na nakalakda na okay, hanggang taong ka lang ganito magiging priest. Ang priesthood na meron si Melchizedek hanggang siya'y mabuhay, hanggang siya'y buhay. Also in verse number 4 to 10, you will see here na si Melchizedek was greater than Levi, which is the father of the Levitical priesthood, because Levi's father, which is Abraham, was blessed by Melchizedek, and Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. Now, ang Levi, alam natin, ang magulang niya ay si Abraham. And although, kung kayo ay Hudyo, walang ibang hero ang mga Hudyo na higit kundi si Abraham. And sinasabi dito ni Pablo na, remember Abraham, your patriarch? He gave tribute, he gave blessing, or he gave his tithes to Melchizedek as a way na pagpapakita na yung Abraham na itinitingala natin, na ating patriarch, ay nagbigay ng blessing or nagbigay ng paggalang sa pamamagitan ng tithes na ibinigay niya kay Melchizedek. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham. Melchizedek gave blessing to Abraham. Na itong Levitical priesthood na mga descendant ni Abraham, yung patriarch nila ay nagbigay ng honor kay Melchizedek na to. At yun ang content ng verse number 4 hanggang verse number 10. Mapapansin po doon. Now consider how great this man was. Consider how great Melchizedek was. And to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoil. And verily that they are the sons of Levi who received the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and bless him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he received them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also who received the tithe paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Now, yun ang pagpapakita na sa pamamagitan ng kanilang patriarch ni Abraham ay nagbigay ng pagpuri or paggalang kay Melchizedek itong si Abraham, na nagpapakita na yung priesthood ni Melchizedek is greater than the priesthood of Aaron. And dito, mapapansin po ninyo na si Jesus Christ ay hindi ginawang priest ng Diyos according sa priesthood ng mga Levites. He was made a priest after the order of Melchizedek. At dito ipinaliwanag ni Pablo na kung higit si Melchizedek kay Aaron at si Jesus Christ ay ginawang priest according sa priesthood ni Melchizedek, na nagpapatunay yon na merong higit na opisina ang pagiging priest ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo kesa sa Levitical priesthood. At doon natin mapapansin po ang pagiging sakdal o higit ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, because he was made the priest after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was king of Salem or king of peace. He was also king of righteousness. He was the priest of the Most High God. He doesn't have the beginning of days nor end of life. He was made like unto the Son of God. He abided priest forever. And Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. And that's what we see. Why? Ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo ay merong higit na priesthood. Now, another part po na mapapansin po ninyo dito in chapter 7, in-expound ni Pablo yung kahalagan ng tithes. And I want to discuss that because it is in the Bible. Now, in verse number 2, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. Now, in Genesis chapter, tingnan niyo po quickly, in Genesis chapter 14, ano po yung story na tinutukoy dito ni Pablo? Now, we see the part na ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay merong better priesthood than Aaron. And now we are discussing and we are studying tithing. Is it biblical? Now in Genesis chapter 14, in Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, basahin nyo na lamang po dito sa bahay, but the story here in Genesis chapter 14, Lot was captured. And Abraham, when he conquered, when he rescued his niece na si Lot, ay meron siyang mga spoil na nakuha. Dahil ganun po ang pamamaraan ng war during the time, kapag tinalo mo ang isang bayan, you get the spoil of war. At sa kanyang pagbalik, in verse number 20, now basahin natin verse 18, and Melchizedek, verse number 19, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, a possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which he had delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he, Abraham, gave him tithes of all. And this is the first record na makikita natin na kahit bago pa man ang batas ni Moises, before the law of Moises, the people of God is doing tithing. He gave tithes of all. Not only that, in Genesis chapter 28, not only Abraham practiced tithes, also Jacob practiced tithes in Genesis chapter 28, verse 22. Now, by the way, pag sinabing tithes, it's the tenth part of all. Meaning, ibig sabihin, kung ako mananampalataya and I will do tithing, kung meron akong 10,000 income for the whole month, ang tithe ko nun ay 10%, which is 1,000. And that's how the believer, the people of God, practice it. In Genesis 28, verse 22, another person of God, and this stone, which is si Jacob po ito, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and all that thou shalt give me, sabi ni Jacob, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Sabi ni Jacob, lahat ng ibibigay mo sa akin, surely I will give the tenth part unto thee. That's tithing. Now, dito mapapansin, makikita natin na ang tithing ay naibigay na, ginagawa na ng mga mananampalataya even before batas ni Moses. And in Leviticus 27, verse 30, ang tithing was required by the law of Moses. Leviticus 27, verse 30. Leviticus 27, verse 30. Basahin po natin ng sabay-sabay. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Ready? Read.
And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord.
Now, this is the history of tithing. Si Abraham, pagkatapos niya makipaglaban, meron siyang spoil of war, nagbigay siya ng tithe kay Melchizedek. Now si Jacob, ang sabi niya, na anumang bagay ang bibigay mo sa akin, surely I will give back 10th part unto thee. At dito in Leviticus 17, sa bansang Israel, ginawang batas ang tithing. So gusto ko pong mapansin po ninyo, dahil marami pong nagsasabi na, eh, hindi ako nagtatithes kasi batas lang yun ni Moses. No, you're wrong. Because even before Moises, may nagtatiding na ang mga mananampalataya. Also, pagka ang tithing is given, kung ikaw ay mananampalataya nagtatithe, what you are saying is you are giving honor to God. You're acknowledging na itong aking binigay niyo sa akin, Panginoon, I acknowledge na ito yung binigay mo sa akin, and I will give the tenth part back unto thee, to honor thee. And that's what Abraham did. That's what Jacob did. And that's what the nation Israel was doing. They are giving tithes back to honor God. And also, ang tithing is also given, tithe is also given to support His work on earth. And that's the financial program of God sa kanyang gawain in every dispensation. Now, tingnan niyo po in Malachi 3:10, paano nagkakaroon ng provision ang gawain ng Diyos during the time of Moses? During the time of, in the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Basahin po natin muli ng sabay-sabay. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Ready? Read.
Bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse, that there may be in my house, and prove me out herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
So, nakita niyo po, bring me all the tithes into my storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And that's how God provide sa kanyang gawain. And in this time, ito po sa templo. Kung paano ang mga, remember sa Book of Leviticus, kapag ka mayroong nag-o-offering, lagi pong merong kabahagi ang mga priests. Because that's how, that's God's design. We cannot change God's design. That's how God designed ang provision po ng mga nagsiserve sa Panginoon. Now, ang tanong, is it applicable ba sa ating dispensation? Of course. Because if you want to honor God sa kanyang ibinigay na provision sa iyo, na blessing sa iyo, you are giving back the tithes. Kasi ang tithing po, yes, it's part of the law, pero before the law, ginagawa na siya ng mga mananampalataya. And if you want to honor God, and you want na maging instrument ng Diyos sa provision niya sa kanyang gawain, you do the tithing. Because, tandaan niyo po, alam niyo po ba, na ang church, ang mga mananampalataya in the church time, in the first century, ay masigit ang kanilang ginagawang pagbibigay. Kasi, maaaring dahilan ng mga ibang mananampalataya, ayoko niyang tithing dahil pera na naman yan. Tingnan niyo po in Acts chapter 2, how the believers give their finances sa simbahan. Acts chapter 2, and we see na the way God support His work on earth is through tithes and offering. We see that in Malachi chapter 3. In Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45, this is how the church in Jerusalem do their finances. And if kau ay biblicist, you want to copy this. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45. And all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. So that's what they did. Of course, hindi ibig sabihin na ay, kahit para pala ako mag-provide yung aking mga pangangailangan, jojoy na lamang ako ng isang New Testament church, at doon ako, yung church ang po-provide ng aking pangangailangan. No, because sinabi ni Pablo in the Book of Thessalonica na kung ang isang tao, isang Kristiyano ay hindi nagtatrabaho, if you don't work, you don't eat. So we need to compare scripture by scripture. Na ang mga mananampalatayang ito, kapag ka merong mga nangangailangan, Jerusalem Church, yung kanilang possession ay ibinabahagi nila sa mga apostol upang ma-provide yung pangangailangan. So they are giving more than tithing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we are looking how the New Testament church do their finances. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 to 11. Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges? Who planted a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn, that God take care of poor oxen? Or sayeth he it altogether for our sake? For our sakes, no doubt, This is written that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? Now, ang story po nito, may ilang tao po sa church at Corinth na hindi pinaniniwalaan ang pagiging apostol ng ating ni Apostol Pablo. At dito po, mapapansin po ninyo na hindi kumuha ng support si Pablo sa Corinth Church. Remember, in the book of Acts, naging tent maker po si Pablo sa Corinth. And if we see the story here, is because walang nagsusuporta sa kanya sa lugar ng Corinth. Pero dito, mapapansin po ninyo na ang responsible sa finances ng taong nagmi-ministeryo ay yung mini-ministeryuhan. And that's biblical. Nang sabi dito ni Pablo, meron ba kayong nakita na susuong sa gera na kanya ang baril, siya ang bibili ng baril niya, siya yung bibili ng kanyang ng mga expenses sa kanyang paggera? Meron ba kayong sabi ni Pablo, ito yung law of man na ginagamit ni Pablo to explain this, meron ba kayong nakita na siya yung nagpalaki ng plak, siya yung nagtani, pero hindi siya nakinabang sa gatas ng kanyang plak at saka sa prutas ng kanyang itinanim? Hindi niyo ba alam ang law of Moses na kung yung ox na nagsasaka, ay huwag mong bubusalan yung kanyang bibig na upang hindi siya makakain? Na ang sabi dito ni Pablo, what Paul was telling here is, meron kaming right. Kung kami nagtanim ng spiritual things, preaching of the gospel, teaching them the word of God, if I sow new spiritual things, di ba meron din kaming right to earn carnal things? What it's saying is, the servant, the steward, is worthy of its reward. And that's the finances. Na sa church, ang isang nagmi-minister ay dapat sinusuportahan ng mini-ministeryuhan. But in the case of the Corinth church, how carnal they are, they don't do that. Nagtrabaho po si Pablo bilang tent maker. Sa Thessalonica, nagtrabaho din siya. And that's how Apostle Paul was. Hindi niya pinipwersa yung kanyang right, pero it's their right sa finances. Another thing is in Philippians chapter 4. Ang tinitingnan po natin is ang New Testament church finances is greater sa tithes and offering because mas higit ang kanilang pagbibigay. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 to 18, basahin po natin ang sabay-sabay. Philippians 4, verse 15 and 8 to 18, ready? Read.
Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire to give, but I desire the fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God.
You see that? Philippians, the believer at Philippi, they support Apostle Paul. And ang sabi dito ni Pablo, yung ginawa ninyo, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5 to 7. Basahin po muli natin ang sabay-sabay. Pag nakita niyo po, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5 to 7. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 5, ready? Read.
Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto me and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. But this I say, which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Now, story po nito, the context is si Pablo, sinasabihin niya yung mga mananampalataya sa Corinth, na hey, meron akong program na suportahan natin yung mga mananampalataya sa Jerusalem. Merong famine doon. Ihanda niyo na ang inyong pagbibigay para pagpunta ko sa inyo, pagdaan ko sa inyo upang kumin yon, ay nakahanda na yung inyong mga pagbibigay. At dito mapapansin po natin, na sabi ng Bible, na verse 7, every man according as purpose it in his heart, so let him give. They're giving, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And these verses po, and many other verses in the New Testament is telling na maaaring ikaw, Kristiyano, sabihin mo na, ay, hindi ako nagtatides dahil law of Moses yan, wala na, hindi kami sakop ng law of Moses. No. Merong higit na pagbibigay ang church. And you will see that. You will see that. Na God loveth a cheerful giver. Now, in our dispensation, I don't know you, but I believe in tithes and offering. Because if you want to honor God, and if you want to support His work in this earth, you can do tithing. Tithing is the tenth part. And that's what we see po in the book of... Now, you see, in yung pagkakataon na nagbigay si Abraham ng tithes kay Melchizedek is a thing na ino-honor niya ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ng priest ng Diyos na si Melchizedek. And it's the same thing din sa inyong finances. If you want to honor God na Panginoon, I thank you sa kinita ko today. I thank you sa sahod ko this month. As a way na i-honor kita, na pagpapakita na ikaw ang nagbigay nito sa akin, I will give the tithes to you. It's the way you honor God. It's the way you support His work in this earth. You see that in the Bible. And if you believe the Bible, I hope you believe that as well. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat na nasa langit, salamat po sa inyong salita. Salamat Ama dahil ang aming pong Panginoong Jesucristo ay sa inyo pong priest na kahit sino man po ang lalapit sa inyo sa pamamagitan po ng aming Panginoong Jesucristo, kami Ama ay tatanggapin po ninyo. Salamat Panginoon na merong higit na pagiging priest ang aming Panginoong Jesucristo. Salamat din po Ama na pagpapakita namin the truth ng tithes and offering. We pray na tulungan niyo kami na makita ang kalooban po ninyo sa aming buhay. Sa ngalan po ng aming Panginoon Jesucristo, Amen.